From Spark and Anvil and FitQuest, this is Breath, in Chapter 1 of the FitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The other panda cubs were racing, and Breath was losing on purpose. Breath is a small panda, round and soft and quietly strong, with warm cream fur and charcoal patches around his eyes. While the others tore around the bamboo grove, gasping through their mouths, Breath jogged along at the back, mouth closed, breathing slow and easy through his nose, belly rising and falling. He crossed the finish line last. He also crossed it not even a little bit out of breath. "How are you not wheezing?" panted a cub named Finn, hands on her knees, chest heaving. "Nose," Breath said simply, tapping the side of his snout. "The body's tempo, nasal default, box when stressed." He breathed in slow through his nose to show her, his belly puffing out. "You were breathing through your mouth, fast and shallow. That tells your body there's an emergency. Mine thinks everything's fine." Finn frowned. "But breathing just happens. You can't change it." Breath smiled. "That's what everybody thinks. It's the biggest secret nobody knows. How you breathe changes how your whole body feels, and you can learn it like anything else." Breath grew up in the thick bamboo, in a family of famously slow, steady breathers. They were the pandas who kept the whole village calm. When he was little, thunderstorms scared him. He'd lie awake with his heart hammering and his breath coming in quick little gulps. And the faster he breathed, the more scared he got, in a loop he couldn't climb out of. When he was 12, Breath walked to FitQuest to learn everything he could. His mentor was named Brio, and she asked him one question at the door. "What can Breath do?" Breath sat right down on the floor, closed his eyes, and showed her. In through the nose, 4 counts. Hold, 4. Out, 4. Hold, 4. He did it 3 slow times while she watched, and by the 3rd round, his shoulders had dropped, and his whole body had gone loose and easy. He opened his eyes. "It's the tempo underneath everything," he said. "Slow it down, and the body follows. Nose for every day. The square when you're scared. And you always breathe out when you push or lift. Never hold it in." Brio's face went warm. "Most kids never learn their breath is theirs to steer. Welcome, Breath. This is your workshop." The next morning, Breath's workshop was full of nervous kids because a big test was coming up in the Burrow School. "Watch this," Breath said. He walked a slow circle, breathing only through his nose. "Steady. My belly does the work. Feel yours rise when you breathe in. My body reads that as everything's okay." The kids tried it, paws on their bellies. Then Breath sat down. "Now the square for when you're scared. In through your nose, count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. A jittery cub named Pim did it with him 3 times through. Halfway through the 2nd square, Pim's fidgeting stopped. "My heart slowed down," Pim said, amazed. "It was going so fast about the test, and now it's just normal." "That's it," Breath said. "That's your own body calming your own body. Nobody can take that away from you. You've got it forever now." Then he padded to the wall and did a slow push-up against it. "Last one, the most forgotten one. Watch my breath." As he pushed away from the wall, he breathed out, long and slow. As he came back in, he breathed in. "Breathe out when you push or lift. Never hold it in. Holding it in makes you dizzy and weaker. Your breath is the quiet partner in every single move you make." The kids lined up at the wall and practiced. Out on the push, in on the return. A whole row of slow, steady breathing. When the workshop emptied, Pim lingered by the door. I get so scared before tests, my whole body shakes, Pim and Millie. I thought I just had to feel like that. Breath sat down beside the cub. You never have to just feel like that. You've got a tool now, right in your own chest. Slow breath in through your nose, long breath out. Do it a few times. Your body listens. Pim tried it. One slow breath in through the nose, one long breath out. Then another. The shaking that had been humming under the surface all day began very gently to fade. Breath closed his own eyes and took one slow breath with him. His belly rose, then softened. His shoulders let go. A warm, steady calm settled all through him, the way it does when you finally slow down and everything inside you feels quiet and safe. Feel that? He said softly. That good, easy calm, that's your breath taking care of you. You carry it everywhere. It's always yours. Pim's shoulders dropped the rest of the way down, and for the first time all day, the cub's breathing went slow and easy on its own.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to breath. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.